From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message called The Great Escape, part of this series of studies in the Lord's Prayer. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled Afflictions, But No Broken Bones. The text is found in Psalm 34 and verse 20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. This promise, by the context, is referred to the much afflicted righteous man. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He may suffer skin wounds and flesh wounds, but no great harm shall be done. Not a bone of him shall be broken. This is a great comfort to a tried child of God, and comfort which I dare accept. For up to this hour I have suffered no real damage from my many afflictions. I have neither lost faith, nor hope, nor love. Nay, so far from losing these bones of character, they have gained in strength and energy. I have more knowledge, more experience, more patience, more stability than I had before the trials came. Not even my joy has been destroyed. Many a bruise have I had by sickness, bereavement, depression, slander, and opposition. But the bruise has healed, and there has been no compound fracture of a bone, not even a simple one. The reason is not far to seek. If we trust in the Lord, He keeps all our bones. And if He keeps them, we may be sure that not one of them is broken. Come, my heart, do not sorrow. Thou art smarting, but there are no bones broken. Endure hardness, and bid defiance to fear.
Child, O holy child,
these troublesome times for our nation, many people are looking to the government or to social action for a solution. But the only real answer to the human predicament is a true spiritual revival. Many Christians have no idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense. Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of both Duncan Campbell's account of what happened during those revival times on Lewis, as well as a CD containing personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times. The CDs are available to you free of charge, simply by requesting your copies. You may write us at LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may telephone us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. Just request your copies of the CDs of the Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
Thank you.
Continuing these studies in the Lord's Prayer, Dr. Cairns focuses again on the final petition of the prayer, "But deliver us from evil." The words of Christ refer literally to the evil, the sin that pervades the world and everyone in it. Yet the Lord clearly promises deliverance for his people from the power of Satan, from the evil of the world, and from the domination of circumstances. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We at Let the Bible Speak pray that the truth of salvation through God's only begotten Son will be your portion at this Christmas season. Now to conclude this message, The Great Escape, here is Dr. Cairns.
How many Christians say they want spiritual power over sin and Satan in their lives, but they are not willing to separate from worldliness and wickedness? If you're going to pray this prayer, it's a sincere prayer. It's a prayer that's marked by simple trust. Lead us not into temptation, confesses our weakness. Deliver us from evil, confesses God's power. It recognizes the absolute sovereignty of our Father. It sees that Satan is under his control. It cries to him, Father, deliver us. And it cries with assurance. Paul the Apostle had this assurance when he said in 2 Timothy 4:18, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. You see, this is the prayer, sincere and full of trust. And of course, it's certain to be heard. It is certain to be heard. Why do I say that? Well, if you take a concordance, you can verify this for yourself. You'll find that in Romans 11:26, there is an expression that is the very same term as the word deliver us from evil. And it is the title of Christ. He is the deliverer of his people. All Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer. That's the type of the term that we have in our text. And he'll turn away ungodliness from Jacob. When we pray, deliver us from evil, we're invoking from our Father the intervention and the power of him who is our deliverer. We're pleading that God will deal with us in the power and through the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're certain to be heard. And we're certain to be heard also because Christ prays the very same thing for us. Do you remember John 17:15? I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. The very same thing as we're praying here, deliver us from the evil. As we pray this, he who died and rose again and intercedes for us now, he's praying the very same thing. We're praying, therefore, in the will of God. We're praying according to the eternal purpose of God. We're praying in union and in unison with the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no chance of our not being heard. This is a prayer that will be heard. And so this great entreaty will lead to a great escape. Deliver us from evil. The word deliver means rescue or save. The Lord delivered Lot. He's able to deliver the godly out of temptation. That's the word. When Paul was facing death, he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, that God delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver us, and will yet deliver us. It's the same word. It means rescue or save. This is then the teaching of this petition. God, our Father, has made available to us a sure way of escape from every device of the wicked one. There is a sure escape from every attack of him who is our adversary, of every attack of that great dragon, the devil. There's an escape from the slanders of the wicked one. That's why Satan's called the devil. Do you realize that? The word devil simply means a slanderer. I'm not going to go off on a tangent here, though I'm very, very tempted to. But when the wives of deacons are instructed not to be slanderers, literally they're told not to be devils. The very same word. When you're told not to slander, you're told not to be a devil. Why? Because the devil is a slanderer. But God has made a way of escape from his slanders. He's made a way of escape from his evil religion as the god of this world. He's made a way of escape from the seduction of the tempter and the serpent, of the enticements of the seducer. He has made a way of escape from the dominion of that spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. There is a way of escape. There is power for the Christian over sin and over Satan. In a day of wickedness, Christian, you may live in holiness. In a day of darkness, you may walk in light. In a day of lies and deception, you may worship God in spirit and in truth. In a day of apostasy, you may stand for God in all biblical faithfulness. In spiritual warfare, you may serve in the power of the risen Christ. There is a way of escape from all these things. There's something even more. You remember that I said that this word evil may mean that which is hurtful and grieving? Now, the Lord never promises you and me that he'll not let us suffer. Never promises that. In fact, he promises the very opposite. Suffering is part of being a Christian. But what he does promise is that he will enable us to live above the power of circumstances to lead us into sin and defeat. You see, we all have to face the circumstances of life, the hurts of life, the disappointments of life, the things that pain us and grieve us. We all have to face those. There are only two kinds of people: those who live under the tyranny of their circumstances, or those who live in the triumph of Christ despite those circumstances. You remember the prayer of Jabez, one of the lesser known characters of the Bible, and yet one of the greatest prayers in Scripture. I commend it to your study. 1 Chronicles 4:9-10, Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. His mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." And Jabez has the meaning of sorrow. So Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me, that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. Keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me, that it may not tyrannize me. Deliver me from the very implications of my name. Don't let my circumstances lead me by the nose to defeat and to sin. That's the heritage of the Christian, you know. That's what it means to be saved. Doesn't the Bible say, Psalm 138:7, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me"? That's the heritage of the Christian. When the Lord Jesus sent out his disciples in Luke 10:19, he says, "I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you." You'll be like the three Hebrew children. They were in the furnace, but they were not being burned. There was no smell of smoke about them. You know, that's one of the loveliest things that you can ever come across in the Christian life. I have visited with people who have had really very little wrong with them and very little to gripe about, and yet they have been the most miserable, wretched, griping, groaning people that you could come across. I've met people that have been nothing wrong with them, and they've still been griping, groaning wretches. I've met other people. I've gone to visit those. You'd look at them, you'd say, how can they even hold their head up? How can they face another day? They're in the fire. But when you go, there's not the smell of smoke about them. You see, the promise is, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. It doesn't say you're not going to pass through waters. When you pass through the waters, you're going through them, but I'll be with you. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I, the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, am thy Savior. There's a great escape even from this tyranny of circumstances. And then comes the greatest escape of all. You know what it means to be saved? Deliver us from evil. We escape the evil, the calamity of being damned with the devil and his angels. Remember, Jesus spoke of the sending away of the wicked into hell, and he said it was a fire prepared for the devil and his angels. But thank God, we can say with Paul, the Lord will preserve me from every evil thing unto his heavenly kingdom. That's what it is to be delivered. Then shall we not only have escape, but the great emancipation. Does not appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. Here's the full story then of the great escape of the people of God. If you're saved this morning, I want you to know God has not left you as a powerless prey to sin and to Satan. There is power over sin and Satan. He has delivered us from the wrath to come. He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. He will deliver those who pray. In other words, the victory is ours for the asking. Ask and ye shall receive. Ask, nothing doubting, and you will enjoy the escape, the emancipation of those whom the Son sets free, whom Jesus says are free indeed. That is the great escape. Deliver us from evil. I trust you know it in experience. I trust you'll not be among those who know the words of the Lord's Prayer, but you don't know the one who gave it. Who know the terms, but not the Savior. Because I want to tell you, this is all in Christ. And if you do not have Christ, there is no escape from sin. There is no escape from Satan. There is no escape from judgment. There is no escape from eternal separation from God. The great escape, the great emancipation, is solely in Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.